Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome to the BizMeet Global Podcast. We are back, and it is June 25th, 2023, Sunday evening. This is Tommy B, your host tonight, and we are back after having a little bit of time off. Father's Day holiday, and of course some other events happening in our lives, if you will. So we're continuing on a regular schedule. As I said before, we're trying to figure out what's the perfect schedule for this podcast. So we don't have a huge amount of listeners yet. We do appreciate everybody who is joining and listening more and more. It's starting to grow slowly by slowly. So we're for bearing with us while we're perfecting the schedule, because we're kind of trying to find, when is the best night for this particular topic, business topics, that is. Is it a Sunday night? Is it a Saturday night? It doesn't always have to be Sunday night, always have to be Saturday night. The beautiful thing about it being a podcast and not being, say, a radio show, is I have, what we have here, the team, we have a complete control and discretion over when we want to create a podcast, because we can do a live podcast anytime we want, and we can do a pre-recorded podcast anytime we want. And so really, we have the flexibility to pick any day of the week and any time. And since we have international listeners, potential, and we have seen some international listeners, well, there are many different options for time zones, that is, to broadcast live. Now, pre-recorded, of course, we can just do that anytime, and people can find it at their at their convenience. But when it comes to a live show, where right now we're trying to see, when is the best time? When do most people seem to be able to join? It's going to be, for people who are interested in this type of discussion, because it's almost like an open discussion, except it just kind of centers around business in a way, but it's also about life. But the part of life that's related to business or trade, the economy, So, whereas you might have opinion shows out there, which are all basically, you can see they center around, politics, basically. They talk about current events, but it's all related to politics. Well, ours is very similar. It's just, current events, things like that, different topics, but instead of related to, politics, it's related to business. So it's just kind of a different little spin on that. So we're trying to figure out, when is the best time? Is it going to be a Friday night? So if you have suggestions, let us know. When would you like to hear, if you're interested in this podcast, when would you like us to have the live show? Now, there are pre-recorded shows, we could do that anytime. We may add in some more pre-recorded shows as we grow. But the live show, would you, if you're interested, would you think it'd be, even if you're not going to listen all the time, your opinion matters. What do you think? Let's take a poll. So those who are listening live tonight, and those who hear this after it's already finished and you're just hearing the recording, do you think Sunday night, late, like we're doing right now, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central time, or do you think a Monday night is the best? Monday through Friday, or a Saturday? Just let us know what you think. So, all right, moving on. This is our eighth episode. So, that's pretty good. It's going by pretty fast. And hey, give you the updates again. If you followed along, this is Tommy B, and I every single episode, every live episode, I'm doing it from a different location as a truck driver. Well, I got some home time, so I am actually in my current residence hometown. Don't want to say hometown where I was born, but my current town of residence, which is Knoxville, Tennessee. So I am finally in the comfort of our home here in Knoxville, Tennessee. So it feels good. Get out of the truck, start start to feel normal for a little bit, you know, get used by our own shower and bed and our own kitchen, you know, living room. And I'm here in the office right now. I get the comfort of my office and to be able to do this show. But this show is going to be casual. This one may not run the entire length. I wanted to make sure that I keep it up with the schedule. I bet you guys and all those who want to join in, that they know it'll be on Sunday nights. So this is going to be an open topic. A topic just about anything. Current events and kind of just catching up on what we're doing. That way, you know this we are doing this regularly. And we may change it. We'll update that probably on social networking sites. We'll post if there's a change like that and put it on our podcast website. So today, like I said, we're just doing some open topics, and we can talk about some subjects that are maybe subjects we've talked about before. If you look at the subject of the show, it'll be about topics, even including topics from our past shows or even current events. You can see things that are going on right now in our world politically and our economy. And of course, we have some interesting things coming up in the near future, as in we have an election coming up. And how does that affect business? That's a quick thing I can mention. If you're noticing right now, it's pretty predictable. No matter what party is in office, when there's an election coming up, you know, it seems if things are going bad, if you can say that, or if they're not going that well, as we've seen in our economy recently, as we near an election, suddenly things just seem to kind of, you know, calm down a little bit. And maybe it's not calming down, but you don't hear as much noise in the mainstream news as far as problems with the economy. You still hear some, but it'll kind of quiet down a little bit. You know, gas prices, as you can see, we're going crazy for a while, which affects everything. You know, gas, just fuel prices. You know, the truck right on the price of diesel fuel. And think of that when it comes to transport of products all over the United States. We've seen the cost of goods rising. When you go to the grocery store, we see things rising. You'll hear people trying to be fear mongers and say, everything's going to fall apart. The whole economy, everything's going bad or whatnot. But some people may look at the store and say, hey, it doesn't seem that bad. And as a truck driver, I can see it is a little bit different in different regions. So wherever I'm at, I do notice the prices being a little bit different. I notice I travel to different regions. I've seen, the prices are going to be different per region, of course, right? But when things start to, prices start to rise, just the relative change wherever you're at. You know, the gas prices are already higher in California. Well, they start going up, in California as well. They start going up wherever we are. So I travel around and I notice some of these prices. I stop in if I can buy groceries, and it seems everywhere, little things, you'll see some stores that have products that are missing on the shelves. You'll see the dollar type stores, they might not have as many of some products they used to always be stocked with, but it's not like at an emergency level in the places I've seen. But I have seen some of those problems. Some of the other grocery stores, you'll see fewer choices, but it's not like it's an emergency level. You just might see a little bit less. They might run out of beef or chicken a little bit quicker. But one thing that's pretty interesting and noticing, I just saw a news story on this, and I think this is part of it too, is a lot of the fast food places, including McDonald's, is starting to, you know, some of the stores trying to save money are putting out bad food. Like, they don't want to throw it out. Taco Bell, I don't hate to mention their name, but it was on the news channel. So, hey, is that you, Eric?
What's going on there, Biz Meets Global?
How's it going?
Tommy B from Tennessee. What's going on?
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm glad you can join.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's just a casual show, and just decided, I got to keep up with the schedule, and it's just been open discussion, talking about anything on past shows, anything, current events, anything. And the way I related it was, you know how you have those political opinion shows?
Right.
And they're political, but they might talk about whatever they talk about, whether it's current events or anything, they always kind of relate it somehow to politics. And so I thought that's a good way to describe this podcast, that instead of the same thing where anything you talk about, it's related to politics. No, it's pretty much current events or anything, but then you kind of try to tie it in with business or something related to that. So, that's kind of I thought that might be a good comparison. And right when you jumped on, I was just kind of talking about the, you know, how you see some of the prices changing in stores and things like that. But I just saw an interesting news story. I caught it online, was about McDonald's, and I hate to name names, but it was in the report, you know, some of the fast food chains that aren't known for putting out bad food, like more stores maybe, that people are noticing like moldy bread or just low quality ingredients, as in like they don't want to throw it out. You know, they're trying to save money in this economy. And you think, man, when have you ever seen McDonald's put out like bread that has mold on it, or what it was, the chicken nuggets that were raw, raw. And the other one last was Taco Bell. The guy, the kids, they're like, they see the expiration. The bosses tell them, you know, hey, no, we got to sell this. We got to save money. You know, sell that meat. They're like, this could get somebody sick. Jeez.
Yeah. Hey, what are you on? Are you on a earpiece, or are you on? Hands free, or
can you hear me okay, or is it?
Yeah, I can't hear you as in the past, but you sound a little muffled.
Let's see.
I'm not. I can still hear you. Okay.
All right. How's that?
Yeah, it's still the same. That's okay. Yeah, I can't hear you crystal clear like I used to.
Okay. Yeah, is that a little better or no?
No, it's still the same. But, you know, getting into fast food, and I try to stay away from it, but I understand your point of view. I think the whole food industry is geared up to, how do you say it? It's based on addiction. It's based on poor quality of food. In other words, I read some articles about McDonald's, and I'm just going to use McDonald's as an example, but I got a question for you. And I may not be 100% on this, but I read an article that that kind of talks about this kind of stuff. But they said that McDonald's makes their most money, how can I say this? I don't want to set you up, but in other words, you think like, okay, McDonald's makes a lot of money selling their product, right? And you think, well, it might be the fries, it might be the soda or pop, or it might be the burgers or whatever. But I heard McDonald's makes most of their money on real estate. In other words, if you're franchisee, McDonald's owns the building and the property, the real estate, I believe.
I didn't realize that until I don't know the details, but I know what you're talking about is until I saw the movie. I don't know if a lot of people out there, if you saw the movie, what's it called? The Founder with the famous actor Michael Keaton. And when they talk about that, I thought, that was the first time I became aware of that aspect.
And this is the thing with fast food, and you know, it's a big part of our life, and I try to stay away from it every once in a while. I'll go to like Subway or something like that and grab a sandwich or whatever. But it's getting so expensive to eat out, especially fast food. I think I had a ham and cheese sandwich, 12-inch the other day, and it's just over $8 or whatever. And I can make a sandwich that's better and better for me for a fraction of the cost. And I think what ends up happening is that you know, we all get addicted to these foods for different reasons. And what was the point I was going to make? You know, it's well, I guess I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but anyways, I don't want to go off because I'll probably change the subject on you, but it's kind of crazy that, you know, within, you know, Tom and I are similar in age, and I think 40 years ago, you know, both of us probably spent a lot of our time having dinners over a table with family, and the dinners were made for us. But it seems like no matter where you go or where you're at, there's a fast food, you know, outlet somewhere on a corner. And that's because there's so much money that's generated from food, and it's so quick and convenient, and it's so addictive. And I think we've all succumbed to that. You know, I think we all have to kind of take a step back and realize that, you know, eating raw vegetables and nuts and fruits are the best thing, and not fast food. If we pre-make all of our food and you know, and rely on, you know, what we make and not what we buy from fast food, it's a lot better for us. I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but and plus, you know, I mean, as you well know, is probably shipping costs have gone up. Maybe the quality of how it's produced has gone up, and you know, it's just gotten expensive. It's gotten expensive to eat, and you know, and the quality's gone down, like you're saying, and you know, it's tough. It's tough. It's I think as a culture and as a society that we all need to kind of go back and start making our food and eating more raw vegetables and eating things that are good for us, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's for sure. Now, can you hear me a little bit better, or is that...
No, it's still the same. Still the same. Yeah, I don't want to...
Yeah, I got to think. I think why, you know, I'm wondering because I'm using my computer versus my phone. And I've used a different device. I'm wondering how that's affected.
It's a little bit muffled. Yeah, you sound a little more distant. But anyways, so yeah, let's expand on what's your topic for this evening. I don't want to get off too much on tangent.
Oh, you probably didn't see. Yeah, the message of what I said. The topic for this evening is just open discussion. It could be anything related to any our past shows or current events. So anything that's related to business, just an open discussion.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So tonight's having a conversation. We might not even go the full show time, but you know, just trying to kind of keep with the schedule.
Yeah.
You know, in case people are excited to check it out.
How are the shows going overall? It's a fair amount of work, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. That's why you know, I just mentioned I've actually got home time right now. So I'm actually at home.
Okay.
So yeah, so that helps definitely. You know, finally get a little bit of rest. I'm usually, you know, doing the show from a different location. So that's another reason maybe that I'm a little bit more muffled.
Are you talking into the computer? Or are you talking into a earbud or something?
Into the headphones.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and the same headphones. I don't know why. You know, same laptop.
Yeah,
could be. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at the settings. But is it really muffled, or is it?
No, I mean, I can hear you. Okay. Yeah. It's not as clear as it used to be, or has been in the past.
Huh. You know, but, I'll just see if I check that out. Then right now, yeah. So right now, I'm changing things. That you can't. There's no change.
No, it's still the same.
Ah, wow, that's interesting.
No, and kind of going back to what you're talking about, it's kind of like with your new career, and you were talking about, you know, eating out while you're on the road, and you're eating what's convenient. You know, I think we all have to, you know, take a step back and say, okay, what can I do to eat better, you know, on a regular basis, you know. Prepare your foods in advance and, you know, eat, you know, prepare your foods for me 2-3 days at a time. So, you know, you can kind of be more healthy and not have to worry about eating out so much, you know? but I mean, it's probably a show in itself for some other podcast rather than this one. But yeah, it's tough. It's I think it, like they say, you can go to the grocery store and your all your good foods are around the perimeter, but there's really not all that good of foods in the center of the grocery store. You know, you got to eat your vegetables, you got to eat your fruits and nuts, and you know, maybe keep your meat to a minimum or whatever. But when you can't do that, you know, I think you kind of succumb to eating fast food and stuff. And you know, like I said, it gets expensive and it's not good for us. But like I said, maybe a conversation for another time. Did I lose you?